Then King Darius issued a decree, and a search was conducted in the archives, where the treasures were stored in Babylon and in Ecbatana. In the fortress which is in the province of Media, a scroll was found, and the following was written in memorandum. In the first year of King Cyrus, Cyrus the king issued a decree concerning the house of God in Jerusalem. Let the temple, the place where sacrifices are offered, be rebuilt, and let its foundations be repaired, its height being 60 cubits, and its width 60 cubits. With three layers of large stones and one layer of timber, and the cost is to be paid from the royal treasury. Also the gold and silver utensils of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took from the temple in Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, are to be returned and brought to their places in the temple in Jerusalem, and you shall put them in the house of God. Now, as for you, Tattenai, governor of the province beyond the Euphrates River, Shetharbozenai, and your colleagues, the officials of the provinces beyond the river, stay away from there. Leave that work on the house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews rebuild that house of God on its site. Furthermore, I issue a decree concerning what you are to do for these elders of Judah in the rebuilding of that house of God. The full cost is to be paid to those people from the royal treasury out of the taxes of the provinces beyond the Euphrates River. And that without fail, so that they may offer acceptable sacrifices to the God of heaven and pray for the lives of the king and his sons. And I issued a decree that any person who violates this decree, a timber shall be pulled out of his house, and he shall be impaled on me. And his house shall be turned into a refuse heap on account of this. May the God who has caused his name have issued this decree. It is to be carried out with all diligence.
Then Tatnai, the governor of the province, beyond the Euphrates River, Shethar Boznai and their colleagues carried out the decree with all diligence, just as King Darius had ordered, and the elders of the Jews were successful in building through the prophecy of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo. And they finished building following the command of the God of Israel and the decree of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Now this temple was completed on the third day of the month Adar. It was the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. And the sons of Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the rest of the exiles celebrated the dedication of this house of God with joy. They offered for the dedication of this temple of God 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and as a sin offering for all Israel, 12 male goats, corresponding to the number of the tribes of Israel. Then they appointed the priests to their divisions, and the exiles held the Passover on the 14th of the first month. For the priests and the Levites had purified themselves together. All of them were pure. Then they slaughtered the Passover lambs for all the exiles, both for their brothers, the priests, and for themselves. And the sons of Israel who returned from exile, and all those who had separated themselves from the impurity of the nations of the land to join them to seek the Lord God.